You are on.
All right, the ADA board meeting line is now active.
All right, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, I should say. And welcome to Friday, March 27th, 2020. It's 1:02. I'll call our ADA board meeting for today to order. And I would like Sherry to roll call the board members, please.
Mr. Fogel.
Here.
Mr. Pandick.
Here.
Mr. Cruz.
Here.
Ms. McKinnon.
Here.
Mr. Carl.
Here.
Ms. Sandy.
Here.
Ms. Anderson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you continue with just staff, please?
Please, can you wait just a moment on the phone? Go ahead.
Carson Rodrick, ADA.
Ada.
Al Weissner, ADA.
Jeff San Juan, ADA.
I will call the names of the persons on the phone in just a moment. Thank you.
Chris Anderson, ADA.
All right, the people on the phone who are employees, staff.
Ada.
All right, Tom. Jeff San Juan.
Okay. Mark David.
Hey, Mark. Are there any other staff on the phone?
This is Jerry Judea of the Department of Law. I'm on the line.
Thank you, Jerry. I'm going to read the names of the people who have sent me an email asking to make public comments today, and when I read your name, just say here. Thank you. Nancy Wainwright.
Here.
Sarah Obed.
Good.
Pat Gedeke.
Here.
Jim Magnus.
Here.
Susan Georgette.
Here.
Heidi Schroppenhorst. Heidi. Scott Schroppenhorst. Mike Wood.
Here.
Nicole Schmidt. Charles Gilbert. Charles Gilbert. Callan Christensen.
Here.
Richard Steiner.
Here.
Rachel Gedeke.
Here.
Aaron McKittrick. Aaron, Kristen Swearingen. Kristen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, thank you. Jim Campbell. Yes, now I can. Yes. Jim Campbell.
Here.
Alexander Bergman. Alexander Bergman. Anna Bellaurier. Anna?
I'm not Anne, but I'm hearing from people from her that she's not able to call in on a cell phone. Do you have?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Eva Burke.
Here.
Jim Schwarber.
I'm here.
Todd Mackinaw. Geraldine Hath.
I'm here.
Seth Kantner.
Here.
Juliette Boselli.
Here.
Lois Epstein.
Here.
Gregory Halbach. Those are the only names that I have on my list at this time. If there are others on the line that would like to make public comments, would you please say your name one at a time, please?
I said in the email, this is UK calling Lieberman. This is UK calling Lieberman. I did send an email.
John Strassenberg, Akidna.
Barry Santana, Hedro Bay.
That's Harry.
Vivian.
Can you please wait a moment?
Sure. All right. So what I'd like to do is we have these people's names. Mm-hmm. What I'm proposing for everybody is if you haven't sent an email in, we're going to check here in a few, in the board meeting, during the board meeting, so that they have an option to they can comment. And for board members, you'll see, so everybody, even though they haven't signed in, we'll try to get them up in front to be able to make a public comment at the appropriate time. So my proposal is to change the agenda we have in front of us to make it for public comments for 2 minutes, because we have a lot of folks and I want to be able to let everybody have a comment. Two, I propose a change that the public comments are associated with the business that are at hand. So what that really means is that when resolution comes up, that's when we'll allow public comments for that resolution. Okay? That way, everybody has a chance to talk to the subject matter that they're waiting to talk to us about. Is there any, for board members, is there any comment or disagreement with that concept? All right. So with that, I will look for a motion to approve with the changes that I just recommended.
Mr. Chairman, motion to approve the agenda with the changes that the public comments will be associated with each resolution.
Second.
Any objection? Hearing none, as the agenda is approved. So today, I would like to ask for everybody's patience. Ask those folks on who plan on commenting to please speak clearly. And each of us be diligent, ensuring we minimize background noise. Our telecom system isn't perfect, and under these circumstances, I don't think we ever anticipated having a system that would accomplish what we're trying to accomplish yesterday and today. In addition, I understand that some folks thought I had made an off-the-cuff comment yesterday towards them. For public comments, that wasn't the case. The comment was made after closing the public comments. It was made towards our telecommunication system that Fort Cherry here in our boardroom was struggling with, and I was struggling with. So if I offend anybody for that, I apologize. But be clear, nothing was intended for people, either board members or the public. That being said, we actually changed boardrooms today. Hopefully this system will be better, that board members will be able to hear comments clearly, people's names clearly for the record. With that, I'll go to item number 6 under new business, which is going to read Resolution G20-08, adopting an emergency regulation on waiving or modifying the requirements of the regulations governing the authority's loan guarantee and finance programs. Tom, who is the lead? Is it Alan or you today, Tom?
Yeah, I actually have PDF copies.
Someone is talking on the phone. Mute it.
All participants are muted, but may unmute themselves.
So Tom is not on the slide.
I'm going to email a text every one of those guys and tell them to call me on this number.
Yeah.
Tom, presumably, that I can help.
Tom, yeah.
Tom, there you go. Can you unmute it real quick and see if it stopped, Alan? What is it, star what?
Star 8. And you might have to do it twice.
Can we get Tom to give his delegation to Alan so we can proceed? But Jim?
Yeah, I agree. Try unmute it. What is it, Sherry?
Star 8.
This looks unmuted.
Star 8.
Do it twice.
Tom, are you there? Tom, are you there?
Did you hit star 8?
Are you hitting
star 8?
Star
8. All participants are muted and may not unmute themselves. 10. All participants are unmuted. Hand raising is off.
Tom, are you there?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, this is Tom. I'm right here.
Thank you, Tom. For Tom and Jerry, you're going to get a phone number to call into for a different line. We have to do it. In the meantime, Tom, would you designate Alan to take the lead on this?
Yes, I certainly delegate to Alan. And this other phone number, it'll be coming by email?
Text.
No, I got a text from him. Okay.
Okay, I'll look for it. Thank you. I'll hang up and look for that.
And same for Jerry.
I'll get them.
Okay. All right. So hit mute again.
Start.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't hit the mute button on the right. But may unmute themselves. Head raising is off.
All right. So as soon as we get this, I'm going to ask for public comments first. And then you can talk to the resolution.
So we have Tom, Jerry, Jeff. There was somebody else.
Sherry, if I could ask you to ask someone else to do that and run this, do they have the numbers?
I just showed them the other numbers.
Okay, we need to unmute, please.
All participants are unmuted and may not all participants are unmuted. Hand raising is off.
All right. So is there anybody wishing to make a public comment to resolution G20-08 on our emergency regulations? Is there anybody online?
My name is Vivian Bork in Juneau, and I sent an email with my name.
Go ahead. You got
Vivian Bork.
My name is Lauren Carroll from Palmer, and my email is not getting through.
I'm looking for folks to testify on G20-08. Is there anybody online wishing to do that?
Yes, I would like to.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who would like to speak to it?
My name is Yuki Paul Haberman. I did send an email, but I'll speak on this one, and I'll just be very brief, okay? Very brief. You could take my comments for if it's on the agenda right now. Now, this take it and let it double. This is all out of the My name is Yuki Paul Haberman. Live in Matthew Valley. I follow the public process. When the public process is done appropriately, decision made by the governing body is for life to the public interest. Now, address it. Phone number 907-629-4444. My email address is e@mca.net. I'm deeply concerned on all these items that you're having there. And it appears that you're not technically capable at this time to hold such a initiative or any initiative. You're doing more one-sided conversation away from the people. And if there's a chance to address this issue or any of those issues for today, you move so fast. And I realize there's concern about self-concerns and all that, with all the respect. Even in this body of anchor, and they're holding the meeting, moving fast on orders. They haven't moved as fast as you are doing. It's difficult for people to take a look at that information, review it, and fairly address it. This is all I have to say. I wish you all the best luck, but the fact is, the responses are cut right, and it's more alarming. We are not holding a conversation. It's critical that your conversation you have is with the people, and it's critical for the now be more connected with the people before you continue such meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Haberman. I need everybody who's on this teleconference line to please mute your cell phones or your home phones, because we're getting so much noise, we're not able to understand the person who is speaking. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak to Resolution G20-08?
Yes.
And this is our regulations.
Our regulations.
Right.
Okay. Who is speaking?
This is Lois Epstein.
Lois Epstein.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Lois Epstein. I am an Alaska licensed engineer with the Wilderness Society in Anchorage. I oppose G20-08 to waive ADA's regulations for the authority's loan, guarantee, and finance program. ADA has not provided any evidence of the need for this blanket waiver. I think there's a strong need to provide that evidence and postpone this decision. Moreover, the timing for this decision couldn't be worse, since there was only 3 days' notice for this meeting. The legislature is in the final days of its session, which is its busiest time, and the public and the media are distracted and doing important things related to the COVID-19 disease and necessary responses to that. ADA wants to make decisions with the minimal amount of scrutiny. If the board wants to make decisions with the minimal amount of scrutiny, this is the way to do it. That's very poorly of ADA decision-making process.
Thank you, Lois. Is there anybody else wishing to speak to G20-08?
That's Barry Sanders.
Barry, go ahead.
Again, Barry Santana. I'm in Wasilla, and I live in Pedro Bay part of the time. I have real concerns about using the COVID virus to adopt it for changing regulations for loans, guarantees, financing programs, etc., when you need to focus on the health care disaster at this time. It doesn't need to expand now. It needs to focus on the healthcare issues. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anybody else wish to speak to Resolution G?
I'm here in Anchorage.
Who is this?
This is Rick Steiner in Anchorage.
Thank you, Rick. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a brief note that I think I agree with just previous speakers that it's somewhat unconscionable that ADA would even consider these significant changes and projects and proposals in the midst of this COVID pandemic. It's actually somewhat unbelievable and outrageous that you're even holding this meeting today in such an obtuse manner. In times like these, you know, we've seen both the best and the worst of humanity. This ADA process, which is likely illegal, is some of the worst. And with respect, I think ADA should be ashamed of itself for trying to jam these proposals through without adequate public scrutiny. Alaskans are focused on our health, our families, and our communities in our state right now. We need government on our side, supporting all Alaskans, not undermining our democracy. So it's just, you know, for ADA to be proposing the sorts of things you're proposing today, including this current agenda item and the other ones, including the Ambler Road, I think is just plain unpatriotic, mean-spirited, and flat out wrong. So I'd ask you to at least break.
Rich, 2 minutes are up. Rich, 2 minutes are up. Thank you very much.
Schedule it 6 months from now. Next, and or close the funding down.
2 minutes are up.
problems we have with it. I know that's not your specific item at the moment, but I just wanted to bring it up, as that was our understanding that you would take public comment at the beginning of the meeting. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Anybody else wish to speak to G20-08?
I do. My name is Seth Tanner. I'm calling from Scottsdale.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to say pretty much what Rick did. You know, it's super embarrassing what you guys are doing right now when we really want our government working together. And not even supposed to be meeting. We're all supposed to stay home, and there you are, trying to get by with Ambler Road and slide money around and pull all this. It's just, it really is unpatriotic and super discouraging when we really need discouragement right now. That's all I've got today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to make a comment on G20-08?
Jomo
Stewart. I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead, Jomo.
Hi. Yeah, this is Jomo Stewart with the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation up in Fairbanks. I was really just tuning in the meeting to hear what you all might be discussing. But now that I see this item on the agenda, I just wanted to say from an economic development perspective, we were asked some things that the state might do to help during this crisis regarding the economy. One of the things we came up with was the fact that there are a number of lending institutions run by the state, that they might take steps to make it easier on their current borrowers. If you try economic times, things like deferral of payments, waiver of interest accrual. Not knowing exactly what this resolution is meant to achieve, I'm giving you all the benefit of the doubt that, in fact, these favor of regulations are in relation to just that kind of assistance. And so if that is what this is, just know that FEDC had recommended something like that. And so I'll just be sitting to listen to the conversation about what this really is about.
Thank you, Jomo. Is there anybody else wishing to make a comment on G20-08?
Yes, this is Neil Christensen in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Alan, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much for letting me speak. I don't know how much you guys all care about how you are viewed in this very small community of Alaska, but I don't know if I would want to be the one to remember for wasting state funds for an outside business. And the money could have saved lives. You know, at this moment, our state needs to be conserving funds, not wasting it for outside interest. And I say that we should let the state keep its money until the crisis is over, and then we can talk, because from what I understand, AIDA is just doing what AIDA is meant to do, but now is not the time to take this money from our community, and the timing of your special board meeting is frankly disgusting. And as of last October, you've already given this project $26 million of our money. Here's an idea. If it's our money, we're going to use the road. And furthermore, you can't even do this since you failed gaining funds for the legitimate capital budget process. Your board is continuing the pattern of subsidizing outside private interests with our community's money. So either do it the right way or tell the Ember Mine to see its own way. And since you guys are here planning to break the law, it's a good thing that you guys gave us real citizens an opportunity to tell you that you are doing that so that you know now. And everyone is watching. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. I would ask the next speakers to please speak to the resolution before us. Is there anybody else wishing to speak to
G20-08?
And this has to do with emergency regulations. It does not have anything to do with transfer of funds. Or Ambler. Or Sioux City. Or Blue Crest Energy. Or the Blood Bank.
Yeah, Eric,
go ahead.
Yeah,
you know, the waiving of regulations to a substantial fund of money, although it's for a certain amount now, you can come back for more later. And I really believe that this should be thought about in a lot more open way, and given sufficient public notice, 3 days isn't much. I have concerns from personal experience, you know, having worked at the Nome mine and the road there and road the state built to it and the failure of the mine and the fact that the same people who promoted that are, you know, saying they have a sure thing in the mine up by Ambler. You know, you've got guys who have a proven history of failure and they're doing, they're replicating the failure of Nome and Ambler on steroids, and you're unwittingly participating in something that you're going to have to live with the rest of your lives. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Anybody else online for G20-08?
Yes, I will. That.
Who is this?
Eva Burke. This is Eva Burke.
Go ahead, Eva.
I'm looking at the regulations right now, and this is not enough. You need to have guidelines for these regulations if you're going to modify any type of loan. And you can't just say, we're going to modify or waive them. You need to make guidelines and know where that money is going and secure it and have a proper plan in place. You cannot do a 3-day notice for public to come and look at something like this when everybody's dealing with many different things in their home, taking care of their kids, teaching them, working from home, taking care of elders, making sure that they can get food, because in case you haven't been to the store lately, there's nothing on the shelves. So I don't see anything in here about small business. I don't see any words in here about these modifications or this wager is going to support small businesses. These mega corporations are not set up to serve us as citizens. They're not set up to serve their shareholders. And they're not set up to serve the economy. You need natural resources, and you need to be focusing on protecting those natural resources so you have enough resources for an economy to even work from. You need to be investing in small businesses, and they're the ones that can show up at the table. When we're having a disaster, he's running out of here as fast as they can. And we need people in the community, and those are the small businesses. Those are the ones that live there and put money back into that economy every single day. We don't need these mega corporations. We don't need to give them a tax write-off right now. We certainly don't need to be bailing anyone out right now. How are we supposed to survive? We have limited funds and resources, and these corporations, the ones who give us jobs, we're supposed to be bailing them out on our tax money? That's all I have to say.
Thank you. I'd also give you advice.
So,
go ahead.
Hi, my name is Vivian Mork, and I'm an Alaskan resident. I live in Juneau. I'm the director of Planet Alaska, and I am definitely opposed to the way this is being handled. The money should absolutely be spent on Alaskan businesses and families at this time and not on multinational corporations on things such as design and permitting and things like that. When we are facing a pandemic, this and watching all of these local businesses hurting everywhere, and of course I am one of the many that is hurting, when I think about what I could do with $100,000 at Planet Alaska and being able to actually churn out lots of protective gear for our hospitals, but instead see this money go towards something, well, anyway, you said not to talk about that, so I guess I won't talk about it too much, but obviously this moving of money is directly related to the Ambler Road project, but it is unconscionable. It's unconscionable to be doing this at this time. And it's not okay. And you need to listen to the people. And there needs to be reviews, state and federal reviews, or this process for major infrastructure projects. They need to be halted right now. This unusual time is going to call for unusual solutions and giving money to multinational corporations to do studies. This is not the time. Thank you.
Any comments?
Yes, I would like to say something.
I'd like to remind the people to please comment towards the resolution. So go ahead.
My name is Deb Lott, and I'm a Cottonview resident, and I would like to say that I think it is beyond the pale for you all to be holding this meeting today. I am at your website. On your website, I see nothing about this meeting. Shame on you, shame on you, shame on you. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
This is Nancy Wainwright.
Go ahead, Ms. Wainwright. 2 minutes.
Thank you. I would like to reserve my other time for other. I want to make sure I can speak to the Embo Road issue, but I do want to address this issue. Do I get another 2 minutes, or do I only get 2 minutes?
You get 2 minutes.
Total for the whole day.
Correct.
Object to how this item is being handled, how the board is changing the tool. It's violating the Open Meetings Act, 4462.310. It requires all meetings open to the public to provide reasonable notice, and that there will be prior distribution of materials to be considered at the meeting. The board did not give 5 days' notice as required in its regulations. It did not provide any material. The notice that was given did not even identify the subject of this meeting, so there are numerous violations of the Open Meetings Act. I'm going to reserve the rest of my time to discuss the Embo Road issue resolution, but this resolution should have been identified to waive all ADA regulations with no notice is violating the Alaska Open Meetings Law and the Constitution. Thank you.
Ms. Wainwright? Anybody else, Chris?
Anybody else? Yes. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Yes, this is Andy Josephson, and I share in the grave concern about these hearings. I'm a state legislator in Juneau. We are desperately trying to fund our government and get home to our families who are concerned about our health and our well-being. I'm concerned that you've just said that folks should focus on 20-08, then said they have 2 minutes on all topics. So folks have just waived the right to talk about G20-11 according to your instructions. And I'm concerned that this is the optics of what you're doing are so poor, given all the things that are in people's plates. I've written an email comment to your office, and I noted that in your memo on 20, or rather on the G20-11, you note that the legislature hasn't capitalized the ADA revolving fund to advance the project, and I noted that speaks volumes about division within the legislature about the merits of the project. So I would ask you to reconsider what you're doing and make sure that you're not going to involve the state in extensive litigation challenging both the process and the substance of what you're doing. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Representative Johnson. Nat,
you
can go ahead. Yes. Does any board members want to say anything while we're waiting? No? All right. Anybody else further want to speak to 20-08?
Yes, this is Rachel Gadeke, if you can hear me.
I can hear you. Go ahead, Rachel.
I would just like to echo and have on record that I agree with the past commenters, especially the legislative leader that just spoke with reference to the Open Meetings Act period. It feels like this meeting is being conducted with kind of a personal attack against all of us that are really wanting to be involved and on the record. To even on the fly make the decision that it's not 3 minutes, which we all had our talk prepared in advance, and now you take a minute off of that. and then section it out like you have 2 minutes total. It really should be on record that these are being held in an extremely poor, unprofessional manner.
Thank you for your comment. Any further comments? It's G20-08.
I would like to comment. Can you?
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Sarah Keller. I'm an Alaska resident. I live in Fairbanks, and I've been here for 43 years. I would just like to shortly take your time and say that I agree with the previous comments, all of them, including that of the legislator. If it's succinct like that in regards to G20-08, I'm also highly against the Ambler Road and have been from the get-go. Period. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else wish to speak to G20-08?
So I guess this is just you jump in where you can here?
That's pretty much it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. My name is Willie Pretty. I'm from Sunshine, Washington. And I just wanted to pretty much echo what everybody else was saying about 20-08. This is just not the way how you run a democracy. I'm also super against the Ambler Road. I think it's a really dumb thing for the state to be doing, and that's good. I'll get off and leave you guys continue with your business.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to add a comment from the public on everything. You need to refer to these things as something other than G20-08. Spell it out. Adopting an emergency regulation on completing or modifying the requirements of the regulations governing the authority
of the Loan
Guarantee Finance. Gary Santana.
Thank you, Gary.
You need to reference more than just the number. People don't know what these numbers mean unless they're looking at your agenda. I'm looking at your agenda.
Do you have any more comments?
No, I have comments on G20-11, but I just wanted to clarify my comments on G20-08 because I'm reading that I'm looking at the agenda. Nobody else is. They don't know. People don't know that you're trying to partition it up. That's it.
Thank you for your comments. Does anybody else wish to speak to G20-08?
Yeah, this is Gordy Vernon in Fort Alaska.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm getting this call. It's an emergency meeting, 3 days notice, and call of aid for repositioning funds for cars. I first learned about this Ambler mine 40 years ago from a miner who worked at Fortnite. And they've just been around for 40 years and needs to be passed in 3 days. That's quite a stretch. And this is corporate socialism asking the state to fund it, build a road that the people of Koyukuk and Kobuk Rivers do not want. Well, Sam, with that, the one path of the legislature and should be forced on the people to start under the guise of the COVID care. Thank you. Again, the Ambler Road.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Sue Christensen.
Go ahead.
I'm from Homer, Alaska, too, and I would also like to just very strongly discourage you to allow this road to be built at this time, to use money that we so desperately need for testing and getting ready for what might happen in this state to be reckless and use it on a road that is no emergency. I just encourage you to use your integrity here and please make the right decision. Do not allow these funds to be used for the Ambler Road. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to talk?
Yeah, my name is Tony Dow. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Go ahead.
I'd like to comment on this. I think it's I agree with many of the other comments this morning. It's completely unconscionable of Rick Steiner and Seth Andrews' comments from Costco. It's straight out of the playbook of shock doctrine by Naomi Klein. And at this time, with this pandemic going on, it's completely embarrassing. And it's unbelievable that fall on at the last minute. And you know how much opportunity, but there is not a minute off of our allowed time. Therefore, that's proof positive right there that you're not applying the proper rules that you need to make this happen now. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to comment?
Yes, Steve.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hear you.
Yes, I'd like to speak on this resolution. I oppose it. I'm a 20-plus year resident. I am a wilderness guide in the area around this road. And specifically regarding this emergency meeting, I think the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority is going to a new low. I find this utterly deplorable what you're trying to do. I oppose this wholeheartedly, as does every person that is called in right now, when we should be working from home and teaching our kids homeschooling now. I'm having to take away my time from doing that, get in here and speak to you guys. This is utterly deplorable. This is not an emergency. We have a real emergency going on. You guys trying to go roundabout and do things this way? No. Deplorable. You should be doing this through the legislature. For approval in the capital budget. You know that's not going to happen right now with none of the money we have coming into the state for oil prices. No other sources of revenue. This is deplorable and I oppose it wholeheartedly. Shame on you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Patricia Gaedeke, I'd like to testify. Thank you. Yesterday, public testimony was interrupted to be sure we knew Ada was not worth $10 to $35 million. It was simply going to be transferred from the revolving fund to the Arctic Development Fund. And there it would sit. You would have us believe. I think not. And yet, the next version of the resolution posted as of Wednesday night did authorize spending the $35 million. Ada changed the resolution and did not reveal that change to the public. From the outset, in any political, economic, or pandemic environment, the Ambler Road project has not been in Alaska's best interest. This project fails nearly all of the mandates Ada is supposed to uphold. Ada's stated purpose is to promote, develop, and advance the general prosperity and economic welfare of the people of Alaska. The people. People are the part you have forgotten while you subsidize foreign mining interests. The people of Alaska are now facing severe economic and personal ruin. Meanwhile, Ada thinks that by waiving the regulations for an emergency, the $35 million is ready for spending and nobody will notice. Ada is attempting to end run around the legislature to fund a project that should have no standing in any economic climate. This project does not benefit Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you. Sounds like there's a lot of people who want to speak to all the resolutions at one time, so I'm just going to open up for those to continue so that it's best for everybody's time.
Everybody called my name in the order.
They can still come on as they do. I'm also going to limit testimony till 2:30, which is 45 minutes from now. For expediency, we have some critical items in front of us, resolutions that affect the Alaska economy, Alaska businesses, and employees and employers. So with that, I will ask the next person to go ahead and testify.
Hi, this is Princess Lukai. I'm calling from Fairbanks, Alaska.
My great-grandfather was from Allakaket, and many of my relatives still depend upon these lands along the Amber Road for our food security. And I'm going to echo what other people are saying. Our focus, our primary focus right now, needs to be on the mental, physical, and the spiritual well-being of Alaskans. Food security is at the top of my mind because my community depends upon a healthy salmon run. It depends upon healthy caribou, healthy animals, moose. And this is a time that we need to really unite as all Alaskans because we all enjoy and prosper when the lands are healthy and well, when the waters are healthy and well. And we have a real emergency in front of us. And $35 million is way too much to be pushing towards development that's going to go towards a multinational corporation that's going to threaten that food security. And I just thank everyone who's calling in right now and raising their voices, and we need to continue to have transparency, and we need to be diligent as a public on what's happening here so things don't get split in last minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to go next.
My name is John Strassenberg, and I live in Alkeetna, and I'd like to object to the transfer of $35 million for the reconstruction costs. And a couple of things I'm concerned about. One is the SEIS was released just yesterday, and there isn't even yet record of decision, and BLM won't be issuing one for at least 30 days. And a lot can happen in 30 days, including a possible lawsuit and this, that, and the other. And I would really hate to see the state throwing good money after bad, or bad money after good. I don't know how that is. But this is an exceedingly compressed time frame that I really don't understand. It doesn't provide for due process, meaningful public participation, et cetera. Now, I am 73 years old, and I don't want Ambler Road. I want ventilators. I want there to be plenty of ventilators and test kits and masks and gowns and gloves. And I want small business and laid-off workers to be supported. I want people affected by the COVID-19 to be made whole for medical expenses, including testing. And I just think it's outrageous for Ada to be rushing ahead with this. And I really don't think that dedicating funds to the Ambler project is in the public interest. I think saving lives, providing for people's livelihoods is. So please don't authorize the transfer and vote no on G-2011. Thank you.
Thank you. Next person, please.
Hi there, this is Todd Mackinaw in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Go ahead.
My name is Todd Mackinaw. I live near Fairbanks, Alaska, and I'm opposed to the idea of holding this, quote, emergency meeting on very short notice for the purpose of deciding to spend a substantial sum of public money as an act of corporate welfare, as a gift to a multinational corporation. While we are in the midst of a public health and economic emergency. Are you kidding me? I work for an Alaskan small business that is hurting right now. It is unacceptable that state money should support and subsidize a multinational corporation that doesn't care deeply about what the average Alaskan is going through right now. The review, permitting, and funding processes for large development projects such as the Ambler Road should pause during this unprecedented pandemic and allow the public to rightfully discuss and comment at a later time when they are not so overwhelmed with safeguarding their family's health and safety. It should stop attempting to circumvent Alaskan citizens and their legislature. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next, please.
This is Jim Schwarber, German.
Done.
Go ahead, Jim.
Again, this is Jim. Good afternoon. My name is James Schwarber, and I'm an Alaskan resident and divide my time living in Fairbanks and my cabins in northwest Alaska near the proposed route of the Ambler Road. I am opposed to providing $35 million to the Arctic Industrial Development Fund to pay for field work, design, and permitting of the Ambler Road. That money should be spent on Alaska-owned small businesses and their families who need it or other emerging priorities of the day. Alaska is currently experiencing an unprecedented drop in oil prices along with an unprecedented, at least since 1918, public health emergency whose short and long-term impacts remain unknown. They already have nearly shut the state, the nation, and the world's economy down. The state is also facing a financial crisis with expenses far exceeding revenues. All state commitment of funds must take these unknowns seriously and refrain from making long-term decisions at this uncertain time. And we must not forget we're in the middle of a climate crisis whose costs are unknown but will require major investments for our long-term well-being. I urge the ADA board to end their support for the Ambler Road project. We should not be subsidized and we cannot afford to further subsidize this hugely expensive and risky access project to the benefit of outside interests, especially with so many other competing needs for our limited resources. Thank you for the opportunity to provide my thoughts on this important matter.
Thank you. Next,
I would like to go next, Jim McDance.
Go ahead, Jim.
Of that meeting from yesterday. Today they vote on it.
Jim, go ahead, Jim.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. My name is Jim McDance. I lived in northwest Alaska, Shungnak, Nome, and Kotzebue for more than 30 years, and I spent most of my professional life in public service. I'm retired now and studying natural resources at UAF. I'm speaking today for myself. For the record, I oppose Resolution G20-11. I'm concerned about Resolution G20-08. There are many good reasons for ADA to be concerned about the COVID-19 pandemic, but Resolution G20-11 is not about helping the businesses and workers who are being hurt by this pandemic. Given the circumstances, adopting the two resolutions, 08 and 11, in combination, make it appear that ADA is using the COVID-19 pandemic as cover to write itself a blank check to advance one of Alaska's most controversial infrastructure proposals. That's not a good look. Last September, at the first public hearing for the Ambler Road draft BIS, your spokesperson, Karsten Rodvik, told the Anchorage Daily News that ADA would not help pay for the Ambler Road without a commitment from mining companies that they will repay the costs. If not a single mining company is committed, then why does ADA suddenly need access to $35 million of public funds? This action is completely inconsistent with ADA's previous message, namely that industry will foot the bill. That is no longer true if, in fact, Alaska taxpayers will be footing the bill for this road, on top of every other terrible economic need that Alaska faces today, then ADA should be transparent about that. In 30 years of public service, I've never seen a public body in Alaska, save perhaps the legislature, attempt to allocate such a large sum of public money with such little notice. This is not how the public's business should be done. This is not when this particular piece of public business should be done. So I urge each of you to vote no on Resolution G20-11. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Your comments?
Okay. They've limited time to 2 minutes for each of three.
2 minutes, please.
And they've limited.
My name is Doreen Cole. I'm testifying on behalf of my husband Wallace Cole and myself.
And
we are president of Alaska and Valley region. We are opposed to the transfer of the $35 million from a revolving fund that should be kept at this point in time to help Alaskan businesses that are economically impacted by the virus crisis, and instead put into a fund that can only be used for the next steps in building the Ambler Mining Road. This is a capital project. in our view, that should have been funded through the capital budget. And as a matter of fact, the legislature is obviously divided on the issue because it fails to capitalize the part of the infrastructure development fund. I would ask, we would ask.
Pin down.
A long time. At this critical time, when Alaskans need to be focused, properly so, on their health and physical safety. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, please.
Philip Moser, I would like to testify.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm testifying regarding G2008, the proposal to, from the looks of it, waive any and all regulations for its loan, guarantee, and financing programs. I'm concerned that idea as it currently stands is already going to really shake the water, especially with the testimony that I heard yesterday. Earlier in the year, IDEA had to defend itself against accepting a no-bid contract proposal from the governor, awarding an $8,000 per month contract to Clark Penny and his company, Penny Castle, for a no-bid contract. That's been withdrawn, and I believe that already puts IDEA in a pretty precarious state as far as it comes legally. With the proposal that I heard with the testimony that I heard yesterday and the board's responses to it, including making clearly misleading statements against the language of the proposal that the $35 million contract would not be going and wasn't for the express purpose of the Amber Road, with the head chairman, Proust, saying that he, quote, didn't give a shit, quote, unquote, in response to a testifier. I believe that doing this right now, trying to waive any and all regulations, although it might shield you from what should deservedly be considered illegal behavior, it really still is going to put you in at risk. And myself and other people like you will band together to make sure that if this goes through, if there's anything illegal that happens to put people at harm during this time and people are already in crisis, we will do our best to make sure that we're prosecuted to the fullest extent possible. Thank you.
Thank you. So I will note that we have just a minute, please. Just hold on, please. I'm going to note that we have 30 minutes left. I'm going to ask first right now who is not able to make a comment yesterday to speak next. I want to make sure we get everybody that waited patiently on the phone yesterday and did not get a chance to comment to make a comment today. So, is there anybody on the line that was on the line yesterday that did not get a chance to make a comment?
Yes, this is Phil White in Fairbanks.
Go ahead.
Thank you for your time today. If Alaskan funds cannot be dispersed in an orderly, transparent, and patient process, they should not be dispersed. I'm embarrassed as an Alaskan that our government is trying to pull a fast one on us in the midst of this global health pandemic. This meeting and this motion is in violation of the Public Meetings Act. You have not provided reasonable notice to the public, and you have changed the nature of your agenda in the midst of this process. Furthermore, you are not prepared to accept public comments due to technological failures. This meeting almost certainly violates the law. This is how ADA conducts business. I think the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority should be dissolved and that capital be put towards better uses. We are in the midst of a public health and economic emergency. There are far better uses for state funds than an agency which ignores due process, transparency, and the needs of the Alaskan public. This is not the time for a rush and rash decision. to spend limited public monies and support corporate welfare for a foreign corporation. I oppose G20-11, and I urge ADA to act in the real public interest of all Alaskans. Thank you.
Thank you. Is anybody else online that did not get a chance to comment yesterday?
Yes. This is Erica Carroll.
Go ahead, Erica.
Thank you first for the opportunity to speak. I live in Fairbanks and I'm the Alaska Field Representative in the Alaska Regional Office of the National Park Conservation Association, the nation's oldest and largest park advocacy organization. We work on behalf of our 1.4 million members and supporters to ensure park resources and staff are getting the support they need, especially during these difficult times. I urge the ADA board to vote down Resolution G20-11. Which would transfer $35 million from the revolving fund to the separate Arctic Infrastructure Development Fund. This action is inappropriate at this moment of the COVID-19 emergency. The state legislature, which has constitutional powers of allocating state funds, has to date refused to allocate a single dollar to the Arctic Infrastructure Development Fund. Our state is in crisis, and we need to support the local businesses and communities across the state. We especially need to support the individuals and families who have the most to lose from this. Small communities off the road system need to be the first to receive state resources to maintain their food security and health systems. A transfer of $35 million for the Ambler Road would do the opposite. Setting aside those funds for a project that would ultimately threaten the health and sustainability of the communities in northern Alaska, the road would put in jeopardy the Western Arctic caribou herds, she fish, and many other natural resources critical to the food security for Alaskans. The National Park Service and numerous gateway communities are struggling to cope with the fact that there will be no tourist season this year or for the foreseeable future. Many have already needed to lay off numerous amounts of other Alaskans. It's going to snowball. I have lived in Alaska for 10 years and I'm raising two daughters. My husband and I both serve in the Alaska Air National Guard, and we are currently today preparing all the paperwork to get called up. We're wondering who will take care of our two daughters if we get called up. We're hunkering down, looking at our own personal finances and cutting back frivolously all our frivolous spending. The state should be doing the same. Today is the anniversary of the 1964 Good Friday earthquake, another large state crisis. I understand that we are in another crisis. The state of Alaska has big decisions to make on how to support Alaska and its economic future. For exactly that reason, I don't believe this is the best use for the public funds. Please do not be an aftershock to the economy and our local small businesses. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that was on the line yesterday wishing to make a comment that has not had an opportunity to make it?
Yes, my name is Anne Ballore. I am a resident of Alaska near Cantwell. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Anne. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to comment at your emergency meeting. I would have thought emergency meetings being held during this time would be in response to COVID 19 currently wreaking havoc on our world, and as we speak, our state. It's logical that emergency meetings would be called to talk about people's health and safety, how to protect investments from drowning and that sort of thing, but not how to profit off the crisis. To realize that ADA is taking advantage of the distraction of the public health crisis, quickly and quietly transfer state funds in an effort to further the potential for lining the pockets of outside industry on a very controversial project.
That's the name.
This time when we're being asked to look after each other and act for the greater good, knowing each person's actions affect another. This time when people are looking to their leaders, their government on all levels to keep them safe, offer guidance, and look to the best interests of lives, their people. The time when countless businesses are closing their doors, uncertain of whether they will ever be able to open them again. At a time when we still don't know the extent of the damage the coronavirus will bring to the citizens and economy of Alaska, it is wholly inappropriate divert $35 million towards the Ambler Road project. That money should be used to invest in small and moderate-sized Alaskan businesses. In fact, it is not only inappropriate, it is shameful and negligent. This unprecedented time, the uncertainty and need in Alaska, when the real impacts of this pandemic are yet to be known and are already economically and socially stressed state, it is unethical, disgraceful, short-sighted, sneaky, probably illegal, and wrong. Global health crisis should not be seen as an opportunity to disregard the public process. I implore Ada to reconsider and act in the best interests of Alaskans. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else online wishing to make a comment that it could not yesterday?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead. The gentleman, go ahead, gentlemen.
My name is Pat Schoppenhorst. I live in Interior, Alaska, after 30-plus years. I'll make this sweet and short. I think it's kind of funny how you put the resolution G20-11 at the bottom of the list, hoping that you burn it all off in the upper ones. But anyway, I'm opposed to this. $35 million used for the Ambler Road at this point during state's financial and health issues is not appropriate, and I'll leave the rest of my time for someone else.
Thank you. There's a lady that was trying to talk who did not have a chance yesterday.
Yeah, my name is Melissa Clinton.
Go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity to testify. I live here in Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm a community organizer here in the interior. I'm calling really, you know, to oppose G20-11, and I have a lot of concerns around 08 as well. I really want to echo what has already been said. I think that our priorities right now need to be around the health and well-being of the communities that we serve. And as a community organizer here in Fairbanks, I really think about the ways in which I can be helping the people here be able to have their voices heard and be able to connect to opportunities to make the changes that they wish to see. And it really concerns me and it really saddens me to even just see the changes in this meeting that has happened in an hour where people are restricted, where rules are being changed without that transparency, without that consultation for consent from communities. And I feel that when we have a board president that doesn't care about, you know, making sure that people are able to testify in the allotted time, but really shows what the board's interest is. And how, if the board is not interested in the safety and well-being of our communities that they claim to serve, the board is not interested in the economic development of the communities that they serve, but really the interest of other companies trying to profit off of our resources, then why exactly should communities here be expected to pay for those long-term damages that these decisions will make? Right? We need to, you know, Ada is using this money to make sure that our health departments have the supplies that they need. Grocery order stoppers and cashiers have the things that they need. But our laborers who are out there plowing have the gas and have the coffee that they need to stay up all those, you know, all those hours in order to power roads to be safe, then that money does not need to be going anywhere. Right now, our businesses are being shut down. We need that money to stay into the businesses that are going to serve our communities, not just some proposed project that we know has been thrown onto the community that's already been stricken with poverty in order to claim this whole economic development. We know that's not what we need right now. So I really encourage the board to be conscientious to the communities that they serve, to the businesses that they claim to represent, and to the people that are supposed to be champions and supportive of the decisions of Ada. So I urge you to oppose both of these resolutions and really take care of yourself, so I don't think y'all should be meeting right now. Like, nobody needs to get sick from this. And I'm going to save the rest of my time for someone else.
Thank you.
I'd like to go, please.
I would like to comment next.
I want to make sure that the folks that comment next were here yesterday online and did not get a chance to make a comment.
I did not have a chance to comment yesterday.
All right, go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, my name is Brooke Bush, and I am the chair of the Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission, and I would like you to listen carefully and respectfully. I do not appreciate how you are treating people that are trying to comment on this very important issue. The Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission was founded on tribal unity for the health and well-being of tribal members, future generations, and all who rely on the health of the Yukon River fisheries. The Fish Commission recognizes the responsibility and the authority of the tribes to exercise their tribal rights as stewards to their traditional territories and resources. To date, we have over 30 federally recognized tribes along the river that have joined the commission, and many of these tribes are ones that the Ambler Rope has impacted. We unanimously oppose the Ambler Rope project and also this sneaky tactics that you have currently. We are in a pandemic, and we are trying to stay safe. And not only are we in a pandemic, but the current oil crisis is impacting those who are working today, their safety, and also their job security with the oil crisis. If they do not change, many will lose their jobs. So I am against Resolution G2008. This money should not be used at this time. We are in a crisis, and I had a very difficult time even trying to find this meeting and participate.
Thank you very much for your comments. Thank you. Anybody else?
Sorry, I might be next. Hi, my name is Rick Whitbeck. I'm the state director for the Power of the Future Energy Advocacy Organization. I sat on and listened to comments yesterday and today, hoping to be able to make a comment sometime during the process, so I'm going to do it now. I think that ADA, with its mission statement to promote, develop, and advance economic growth and diversification in Alaska by providing various means of financing and investment, is doing exactly what it's supposed to do by considering Resolution 11 today. My hope is that you will move forward with it, deflect and reject the extremist positions of people who would rather see Alaska's mineral resources left in the ground and deny 4,000 Alaskan jobs from being created. Yes, we are in a pandemic. We're all hunkering down and trying to flatten the curve, and businesses, large and small, are being affected by COVID-19 virus. But business doesn't stop. And when the state has an opportunity to make a significant impact on future generational length employment in an area that is already set aside for development, it should be doing something. I'll defer the rest of my time for somebody. I know I'm going to get skewered for it, but do the right thing, please, pass 11, and let's move the state forward after the pandemic.
Thank you. So I will also say that we've got 15 minutes left. If we do not get to you for some reason, I hopefully get to everybody, I would encourage everybody to please send your comments to ADA. The ADA staff works very, very hard to make sure that the board gets it forwarded to them. So with that, a reminder, if you don't get a chance to comment today, please send your comments in to ADA via email or mail. With that, I will ask anybody else from yesterday.
I would like to comment.
Go ahead.
Okay, hi, my name is Heidi Schoppenhorst, and I'm a lifelong Arctic Alaskan resident and a co-owner of an Alaskan business for over two decades, and I think we've all well established we're in the midst of a national health and economic emergency. My understanding is that IDEA is established to support business and infrastructure in Alaska that will in turn support our Alaskan economy and Alaskan residents. And so far the only thing I've seen in your agenda that actually represents that is maybe helping out the blood bank with waiving some of their loan fees so they can get more blood. As you know, our state is already in an economic crisis. That's all that's been on the news for years. Funds are scarce, and extreme caution should be used when allocating any of our precious funds towards new or unproven projects, and should certainly not be allocated for unproven projects now in the midst of a national emergency. Resolution D-2011 allocates $35 million of these precious few dollars into a non-proven, controversial, and far-fetched wish list item of a few for building a road to Ambler under the guise of Arctic infrastructure. This project has not been previously funded because it has not even passed preliminary EIS, nor has the actual monumental cost for such a project been adequately determined. $35 million is in the bucket for the funds this project would require, and there is no proof or commitment that return will ever recover funds dumped into this potential hole. This is truly a good example of a non-essential port project that clearly needs to be deleted from your order of business. This resolution will benefit a few possibly non-resident interest groups or foreign entities, and Alaskans will pay the price. Please delete this resolution from your order of business. This is not the time for playing games with the health and well-being of Alaskans and their resources. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. Next person, please.
My name is Kristen Rondowski. I live in Anchorage, Alaska, student at UAA studying sports health care. I'd like to start by restating the words of a previous speaker who said that a group of 30 recognized tribes along the river that would be impacted by the Ambler Road project unanimously oppose it. I understand that we are in a global health crisis that has potential to personally devastate every single person on this call if not handled properly and immediately, including the ADA board. I do not understand why you would try to plan an infrastructure project in the midst of this global uncertainty and gravity. It does not even make good business sense. This is not an appropriate process. I do not believe the public will allow it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next person, please.
My name is Zoe Fuller. I'm a farmer and farmer.
Go ahead. Please speak up if you're kind of soft.
My name is Zoe Fuller. I'm a farmer in Palmer. I'm also involved with Sioux Sittimus River Coalition. I oppose the inclusion of Order 11. Every other farmer I know right now is rambling and scared for how are we going to get food out to people over the summer. Our small businesses need support, and we need the leadership of elected officials in Alaska. The last thing we need is a road that is unwanted by local residents in the area that it would go in. The last thing we need is a mining road. We need to support the critical projects in our state, support our small businesses, support things that would sustain the residents of Alaska, not outside mining interests.
Thank you for your comments. We have 10 minutes left. So that's about five, six more people. Anybody else online?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello. This is Jim Johnson from Anchorage.
Go ahead, Jim.
I'm requesting on a revision to G20-10, specifically Section 3. That revision to the resolution should mandate the executive director allocate at least $10 million for securing loans to Alaska small business with less than 100 employees. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I'd like to testify.
Go ahead.
My name is Lauren Carroll. I'm a Palmer, Alaska resident, a small business owner, and a former longtime resident of Northwest Alaska. I believe Resolution G-2011 does not belong on the agenda of an emergency meeting regarding the health pandemic. It is unacceptable that AIDEA used the global health crisis to funnel funds to a mega project benefiting rich multinational companies when small locally owned businesses have been forced to reduce operations or shutter entirely. The beneficiaries of the Ambler Road are rich, multinational Canadian and Australian corporations with assets of over $100,000 million. During this time of grave health and economic uncertainty and a separate state financial crisis, I would like to see our state and its agencies use all available funds for the greater humanity of our state people. We need to focus on humanity. We need not, the AIDEA should not use the health crisis to circumvent the public process, and available funds should be used to address our local pandemic emergency. Anything else is deplorable. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for your comments. Next comment, please.
I'd like to comment.
Go ahead.
This is Susan Georgette. I'm a longtime resident of Cotsview. I would like to speak in opposition to G20-11. The North Bastardic Borough is under a shelter-in-place directive right now. The state and country are in the midst of a pandemic and economic crisis. And it's outrageous, as others have said, that ADA is considering these actions right now. These resolutions lack transparency and public scrutiny. It does look like ADA is using the current crisis as a distraction to forge ahead with an unpopular project. Gambler Road is controversial in the Northwest Arctic. There's no consensus here to build it. Many people here are more concerned about long-term impact on caribou, fish, and water quality than on the shorter-term economic benefits of the road. I've heard ADA staff speak at numerous meetings in our region, assuring us that the industry would pay for the road and that it would not proceed without a viable mining proposal, which I have not seen unless I've missed something. And I urge you to vote no on G20-11. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
I'd like to speak.
Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Lee Hart, and I'm an Alaska resident living in Juneau. I want to be clear that my comments have nothing to do with the details of the Ambler Road project itself. I'm told that ADA is the agency to turn to for access to capital. I work in the outdoor recreation industry, which accounts for 1 in 10 jobs in Alaska. Alaska has the 7th largest outdoor recreation economy in the United States, and it generates 4.2% of gross domestic product for Alaska. Most of our companies are small businesses well under 500 employees, and many are family-run, independent businesses who are in desperate need for access to capital. Right now, as businesses are closed due to public health mandates and the tourism industry has the rug pulled out from under it. I can't imagine any coronavirus impacts to the road that isn't even approved or built yet that exceeds the needs of Alaska's many small businesses, including my own, to access capital to stay afloat as we weather the impacts of the coronavirus crisis. I would second the recommendation of the gentleman a couple people before and say that with respect to item number G20-10, sustaining Alaska's future economy guarantee program, to allocate the $35 million under discussion in G20-11 instead to small businesses under 100 employees. And I also say that if you do continue to discuss G20-11, that my recommendation is that if there's $35 million to go toward the benefit of all Alaskans, and I think we need to have a broader discussion about that and figure out how to serve the greatest good. And anything less is not just phone deaf, but literally deaf and blind to the realities of what is going on at this very moment across my state. I want to thank you for taking public comment on these issues, and I hope you take all the public comments into consideration.
Thank you for your comment. I will note that we have approximately 5 minutes left. That's going to equate to 3 more people for comments. If you don't get a chance to comment, just hold on. If you don't get a chance to comment, please send your comments via email or mail to ADA. So I will ask the next person to please comment.
It's Mike Wood.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. This is Mike Wood. I'm calling on behalf of myself, a concerned Alaskan. I'm a carpenter, log builder, and commercial fisherman in Cook Inlet, and I can't wait to be able to start fishing and pass the fish on to locals in South Central to help them get food on the table that they need right now. These are extraordinary times, and Alaskans are rising to the challenges that they have always done. They rely on their roots and deep water and meat to break the adversity, and most importantly, the frontier of the self distancing does not mean not taking care of their friends and neighbors. Alaskans hold Alaskans, Alaskans feed Alaskans, and take care of each other. As we see Ada trying to hoard $35 million for a road that has had massive opposition, I have witnessed other Ada investments that have had massive opposition, such as the Susitna Hydro Project, and I'm disgusted. Alaska should be investing in energy projects like wind, solar, small-scale hydro, and create Alaska parks to reduce costs for Alaskans. Home weatherization programs help small business contractors like myself and homeowners that want to conserve energy. As Alaskans, we need to treat Alaska in the same way that Alaska has treated us. These outside investors at this point in time look at Alaska living in its tourist development, getting rid of regulations and public comment periods and just to make a buck. These companies look at Alaska now as the Nigeria of the North. Take what they need, little benefits to real Alaskans that continue to make their homes and feed their families from Alaskan land. Please oppose D20-11, and please don't continue to propagate this idea that we are now becoming the Nigeria of the North, especially by this process that you have put forth today. It's embarrassing.
Thank you for your comment. Second to the last person, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Stephen Mulcahy. I live in Fairbanks.
Go ahead.
I'm a local business owner. I'm a contractor, also just trying to figure out how I'm going to get through the summer and what this is going to look like. I'm also a recreational user of the Arctic. I'd like to speak in opposition to G2011 for the transfer of funds to the Arctic Industrial Development Fund. First of all, I would just echo previous comments that it seems like an important time to focus all of our efforts on protecting and helping the state recover from the coronavirus and the impact. Secondly, I'm concerned about the Ambler Road project in particular for several reasons. All indication is that that I've seen is that there's significant opposition from the people who live in the area that would be affected by the road. There's also strong opposition from people like myself and my wife who live in elsewhere but who use the land. It's my understanding that it's unlikely that this project would have a positive economic impact. First of all, it's unlikely to pay back for the road costs. It's very unlikely that it would provide any substantial revenue for the state. My understanding is that a lot of the value would leave the state. The road itself, both the construction and the impact to its use, is problematic in the near term and in the future. The decisions about this project are being made against the will of those who will be most directly affected. I'm concerned also that it undervalues the system's economy of the area and also recreational values that are important to so many Alaskans. I think the other things it could be pursuing and investing in right now that would provide more value economically, socially, and environmentally. I hope that you would consider extending the public comment period today for a little bit. It's my understanding that you're planning to vote on these resolutions today, in which case emailing a comment would not be helpful. So I hope you consider extending this a little bit. Thank you for your opportunity to comment.
Thank you.
I'd like to state.
You will be the last one today. Again, I will remind everybody, please email in your comments if you did not get a chance to speak, or mail. Go ahead.
This is Pat from McCarthy, Alaska. I'm a grandmother in Alaska.
I'm against this road and this process of Circle P and the C's funds. It's not right. And it's abuse of power in a really distressing time for us as Alaskans. So I would support the local people, and I would say no to what he's trying to do. Thank you. And please give us the email.
Thank you. So, Sherry, we are going to close the public comments. Would you please give an email for those still waiting online to be able to give their comments?
To all of the persons online that would like to submit your comments in writing, my email address is sivereson@aidea. And there's also a note to that effect on the AIDA website board meeting page.
Thank you, Sherry. At this time, I'm closing.
Thank you.
At this time, I'm closing the public comment section.